Whitney Brim DeForest. I'm a rice farm advisor in Sutter, Yuba, Placer, and Sacramento County.
And you just had your annual rice field day on August 30th, and it seemed to be a pretty big success. So what were some of the major topics that you were discussing?
There were several major topics, but I'd say the biggest one probably is the Roxy rice, the oxyfluorophen-resistant rice variety.
And what exactly is that? It's a new variety that's been developed, I believe, over a number of years now, correct?
Yeah, so it's been in development over several years. It's being developed by the Rice Experiment Station and specifically the director, Kent McKenzie. And it is rice that is resistant to a particular herbicide, and that herbicide is, the chemical name is oxyfluorophen.
And now there's a little bit of a delay getting clearance just because that product hasn't been used in rice before. Is that right?
Right, that's correct. So in order to be able to be used in rice, it needs to be registered. So that'll be several years out, I would guess. So
that was going to be my next question, if there was any kind of timeline estimate there. But it seems like that'll be a pretty lengthy process, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's registered in California as an herbicide, so that's good, but it's not registered in rice. So yeah, it will be go through the Department of Pesticide Regulation here, so it'll take a little while.
And now you were also covering different subjects with weeds and control of weeds. Was there anything that you were discussing yesterday that people might not be aware of, or anyone that wasn't present at the field day might want to know about?
Yes, so there are several new herbicides in the research process right now. So there's the, we talked a little bit about the Butte, which came out this year. So that was released to the growers this year. So there was some Butte trials, and then Butte in combination with a couple of the other herbicides that are already registered in rice. And then there was discussion of the Roxy, the oxyfluorophen and its weed control. So it's a good, pretty much all-around herbicide. It does have some gaps and control, so it's not particularly good on springletop or bulrush, but other than that, it's pretty good herbicide. There was a couple other products that I believe are in the research process right now, but several years away from registration still.
That's what I was going to ask, is I saw a topic was experimental herbicides, and those are the ones you're just working with but don't really have a good handle on yet, right?
Right. I mean, some of them are several years into the process, so there's a pretty good idea now of weeds that they control and the fact that they work on rice at all without killing rice. So they're several years into the research process, but still a little ways away from actual registration.
Oh, gotcha. So that'll probably be coming up more in the next couple years of field days, right?
Yeah, I would say that probably we're still on several of the herbicides at least 4 or 5 years away from finishing the registration process. But they're well along their way in terms of research and knowing that it's likely that the companies will pursue registration in rice.
And now just shifting gears a little bit, I know harvest is a little bit out there, but I saw that this heat is potentially going to help with harvest, since everybody seemed to get like a late start this year.
Yeah, so the heat will help in terms of drying up fields faster, so that'll be good. So anyone that that's ready to, or the rice is ready to drain, you know, it'll be a shorter period of time before things dry out, so that's good. The heat can have somewhat of an effect on panicle or grain fill, so I do know there's some folks that were affected a little bit by that. But yeah, the harvest is, I think, going to be relatively on time compared to years past, even though we got a late start, so that's good.
Yeah, I remember the last time we spoke, it seemed that people were, I mean, weeks to maybe a month behind their normal yearly schedule. So if they're catching up now, that seems like a pretty good positive.
Yeah, so I think we're still a few weeks out, but, you know, by mid-September, I think folks will be getting ready to harvest, so.
Any estimate on what the harvest is going to look like this year?
It's pretty hard to predict. I spoke to a couple of my colleagues yesterday about it, and we were joking around about, you know, we say that we can predict it and then we're wrong. So there's a lot of different factors, and sometimes it looks fantastic and then it's not so great, and other years is vice versa. So I'd say that I'm not going to speculate exactly as to what the yield will be, but I don't think it's going to be far off of other years. I mean, I don't think it's going to be way below average or way above average.